Savage Cut. Real talk, no filter on Savaged Unfiltered. Savaged.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Behind me, the boomers and stuff. We had programs such as vocational schools.
Yes.
We had tremendous programs that worked, right?
And I
believe that vocational schools should come back. You know why? Because not anyone can afford going to college, you know. They can't afford to go to college these days, you know, because of the high cost of
tuition
and all that. I believe on bringing back some of these programs, such as vocational schools, would benefit Americans.
Sure. How long does
because,
that take?
You know, it would bring back the blue collar type of trades like plumbing, the automotive industry, you know, working with electricity, all that. Some of that was implemented into high schools. You know, you do 4 hours in a vocational school. Usually the vocational school was literally connected to the high school or was across the street or maybe like a couple blocks down. You do your 4 hours there. You do another 3 hours in high school. You get the credit, right?
Yes.
And it would teach kids. It would teach students, you know, on a positive scale, you know, hey, you know, like I can learn this trade and I can use it to, you know, to bring a life, you know, a career, you know, later in life, you know, like, you know, 21 or whatever, right? That needs to come back.
But you're
talking about how it can come back is, you know, create the commercials behind it, create the ads behind it, you know, provide to these students like, hey, are you tired of working like a, you know, a typical 9-to-5 job or, you know, whatever job at McDonald's and tired of trying to make ends meet? You know, with this, you can provide for yourself. You know, you can have a benefit package towards your end of when you retire. You know, you show that. But no one wants to show that. Why? Because they're afraid. They're afraid of the defects from it. They're afraid of the negatives behind it. Bring that back. That's all.
It takes time.
It's going to be hard. I get it. It's going
to
be hard.
The time in which that takes. I went to vacation. I took electrical. I did electrical vacation in my school. That's exactly what I did. I took electrical engineering. Right? But it's the time in which that takes. It's convincing people to go and be a police officer again, to work the border.
Wow.
To be able to shoot a gun, to be able to pass the standards.
Well, that's the problem, Sage. You just said it right there in the message. Time, right? No one wants to commit to that time. Well, I'm sorry, my friend. In order to be successful, sometimes you need to commit to the time to get the positive result at the end.
But the problem is you can't,
because people are afraid of time. They're afraid of commitment.
No,
that's the problem. I'm talking about
you're going to have to take somebody that's still in school in sixth grade and start this process.
Sixth grade. Why do you got to go back that far?
Because if I'm already established doing a job, I'm already doing something. I'm already making money. I'm already eating. I already have a house. I already have a life. I'm not switching my job to start all over again at a new one. Tell me how I would. Talk me into doing it. Talk me into dropping the amount of money I make and going to work for a job that might pay $40,000 or $50,000 to start. You're not going to do it. You're not going to
take a good salesman, right? If you want that car, that salesman's going to be basically pushing over pencils to sell you that damn car.
There is some time that even a salesman, you're not going to talk somebody into a $200,000 car when they only make $10,000 a year.
They do it. They know how to speak. You know, you need to know how to speak in order to sell the product that you're trying to sell.
You're not going to talk me making you're not going to talk me making $300,000 a year working from home, doing this for the amount of time that I'm doing, to go work as a police officer to make $40,000 a year to start. You're not going to do that, because I would be stupid to do that. I would be stupid to do that.
Yeah, you should never take a job
Now, the person that you're taking,
your
the person that you're taking,
salary,
can't be stupid because you're placing them in the position of authority. So they have to take them. So you're not taking stupid people. You don't want stupid people in positions of authority. So the problem is it take, you're going to have to take somebody that it does not have what I have and put them into a position. So you're going to want to start, these people are going to have to start at sixth and seventh and eighth grade to then be convinced that police officers aren't bad. And that's a good place to, a good livelihood to get into. That's what subversion does.
I think the disconnect is through the messaging. I think the messaging has been lost in this nation on a negative scale. I don't think there's enough positivity coming out of the messaging anymore. We've seen that in the 80s, early 90s. I think they're right around possibly like 2003 is where you've seen a shift in our society with all that.
Well, we have a new era.
Because messaging matters, right? The way you present it in any conversation, it matters. If you're not presenting it on how it would provide to that individual, then you're going to lose that individual.
But it has to provide.
The individual's either going to be lost or, I mean, the transition's not going to go very well.
But it has to provide. It has to give me a value. Because I'm not,
it does.
If it doesn't,
it
if
does.
I don't
it
get...
It does to succeed from it. But they're not, people are not succeeding in life because of the messaging. They're not succeeding in life because the person that is giving that presentation, whether it's through a commercial or through an interview or any of that, they're not delivering, Sage. That's what I mean.
No, but the problem is that
you're not seeing deliverance.
It's not about even delivering anymore. The internet has provided an opportunity that if I don't, I can seek out other, like at one time we didn't have the internet. 1970s, 80s, even early 90s, we didn't have the internet, right? I couldn't see other jobs that were out there. I had no idea what they entailed. Okay. So I looked at what jobs were out there, truck driver, electrician, police officer, whatever. And I only knew from seeing other people do that job. Well, now we live in a society of technology and we're moving into industrial 5.0, where now jobs could be computer programmer, video game maker, right? Or so now the opportunities that I might get from a computer programmer or a software designer or an AI designer or a video game artist are way more than the police officer, right? So the job of police officer has lost its value compared to the tech jobs that other people might have. So now you have to take people that either wanted to be a police officer, like had that want, which is different, or give an opportunity to somebody that doesn't already have a position, that the position that they have right now has more value than the police officer job.
Well, there's the problem. They're devaluing the actual, or excuse me, degrading the actual value behind that industry or that background of that job, right?
Sure.
So you take, for instance, if they're valuing, say, a tech guy over a police officer, if they're providing more towards that tech guy than the police officer, well, then, yeah, you're going to see the disconnect behind that.
Right.
And then say, well, why the hell do I want to put a badge on and, you know, serve and protect in New York City when I can sit at home and create video games and make video games?
I know somebody, Ash from Badlands Media, her child was going to join the military. He wanted to join the military. Well, when it came down to time for him to join the military, his answer was, I don't want to join if we're going to go to war. What? What? And you didn't want to join because that's a possibility of joining the military.
Listen to the message behind that. What'd she say? Or that person said, I don't want to join the military unless we're going to go to war.
No, because we might go to
Here
war.
We go, guys, from a little studio in the heart of Tampa Bay, Florida. Here he is, the host of his own show.
Why Savage is that mindset even going there? It's going there is because of what it hears on the media or social media,
correct,
you know, with imagery and video content, right? Of showing explosions and conflict. whether it's in any nation or even in the United States. You know, you mentioned that Antifa, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why the mindset's going there, because they're seeing the images, they're seeing the negativity behind it, they're seeing the
yeah, but that's what war is.
Yeah,
there's no positive in war.
I understand. It's not a happy, you know, merry-go-round of a utopia, but why did we see high numbers, you know, previous to what you're seeing now in the military, is because people actually, they were happy to serve and protect their nation.
Correct.
They were happy to put in 20 years, sometimes 30 years in the military. They were happy because you actually had people that were proud to be an American citizens. You don't have people proud to be an American citizens anymore because of the disconnect between the messaging that you're seeing. You're seeing that even through politicians. Politicians are hating one another, and they're bringing us along the ride with them. You know, I mean, you see it on both sides of the aisle, guys. I don't want to be biased, but you see it on the Republican side. You see it on the, my light went off. Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
But you see.
Power saver mode.
Sorry about that, Sage. A little behind the scenes there, but
power saver mode. Yeah, no, we just kind of run with it. Right.
So. No, I got these fucking lights here in the room here, and they fucking go off after like, oh God, maybe 45 minutes, and I have to redo them again.
With you know what it is? They're probably like, hey, he forgot the lights, and we're going to save energy, so we're going to turn them off on him. It's like, I'm in the room.
Michael, I mean, Savage, on Spotify.
The problem is,
and just so you know, I like this.
Savage.
And this is good. This is good.
And we should.
Yeah. Go ahead, though.
And we should. But what I'm trying to say is, I don't mean to kind of hijack the show.
Oh, no.
That's wording here.
No, you're not hijacking it. Go with it.
But what I'm trying to say is, the disconnect is the message. And I'm constantly bringing that up, Sage, messaging, because messaging matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
It always will. And it always, it always was, and it always will. The message. If you don't have a strong message, you don't have a strong base, you don't have a strong backing, you don't have a strong support system. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing people that are crying out so much for help. They're crying out to their leadership on the state, local, federal level. Mm-hmm. They're crying out so much, and they're asking their state leadership, they're asking their elected officials, do more, do more. It's not like, you know, they're getting radicalized. Well, some don't get me, you know, started with that. So some get radicalized, yeah, mm-hmm. to an extent. But the ones that are actually, you know, going on these spaces here on X, or, you know, doing it through a podcast such as what we're doing here, or any of that, you know, sitting on a street corner with a picket sign, you know, those are the ones that are actually crying out. Those are the ones that we have to listen to more. What I mean by we people is, I hope there's an elected politician listening to this program right now, because that's what I'm referring to. Listen to the people that are voicing out, because those are the people that really, in my personal opinion, matter the most, because those are the people that see it thoroughly through the messaging of the policies that's being presented on the scale. Those are the people that you should be listening to and paying attention to more. Stop listening to people that are just spitting garbage. Well, why isn't there a transgender bathroom in Starbucks today? I can care less if there's a fucking transgender bathroom in Starbucks. Does it matter? Does that really matter? Do you want to spend your tax dollars on a fucking transgender bathroom? No, I'd rather spend my tax dollars on providing safer roadways in my community, safer sidewalks for grandma to walk down the damn sidewalk and enjoy the rest of the remaining of her life here on Earth. That's the stuff that I want focused on more. Policy, because policy matters. Behind that policy is the message on how you present it. That's all. That's all. That's where the disconnect in this country is, Sage.
Well, I think the problem
that's where we have to go back to.
The issue is on that a couple times is sometimes the people that are crying the loudest and crying the most are crying about stupid shit. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Right. And sometimes
that's what I just said. The stupid shit is mentioned that example with the transgender bathroom. Stupid shit that should go bye bye. Who cares about that garbage?
Right. And that's usually tax dollars aren't being spent on private Starbucks bathrooms. Starbucks does that. So why is he crying about that? And why do you want the government? I want less government.
Here's what I'm getting at. The point, Sage. You know, they're worrying more on that stupid transgender bathroom because that could sell more, you know.
Okay,
that can create more clickbait. That can create more conflict, more division, diversity behind all that.
Is that a politician's problem?
It could be their problem. It depends on how it's presented.
That should be Starbucks' problem.
It should be.
Right.
Starbucks should take care of that, but that's the point that I'm making. They're not taking care of that. You're right. That should be taken care of by that entity, that company. You want to put a bathroom there? By all means, go ahead.
My issue is that why are we crying about that to the government? Why are we crying? We should be saying that's Starbucks' problem. I can either get Starbucks coffee or I can go and get Sage's coffee, which is broker transparency, 49 CFR 3.71. I do offer coffee. But why at that point we should be going to the government and saying, okay, I have an issue with this regulation, this law, this thing, right? So sometimes the people that aren't crying, the silent ones are more important because the silent ones might provide 1,000 jobs, right? And I'm not out in the streets crying because I don't give a shit about the streets. I can call the politician or I can reach out to my local person and say, hey, this regulation that you have that forces me to have 1.5 million insurance in the state of New Jersey, that's going to cause a problem.
There you go. There's the hidden term behind it all, Sage. Equality, right? Equality. Diversity.
But we're not
equal.
That's what they're
pushing now. They're pushing that in that message, the equality and diversity. It was never like that before.
No, which I understand,
I mean, black people back then, they didn't care about that. White people didn't care. Or Asian people didn't care about the diversity and the equity and all that garbage that's being spun now. They didn't care because you know why? Because everybody lived a happy little harmonious life. They went on their lives. They worked for a living, right? They provided for the families. They didn't care. They all of a sudden care now because it's thrown at them by the media, by the federal government. Oh, we need to hire more black people because we don't have enough black people in this company.
Okay.
Well, did the black people worry about it back then? No. You know why they didn't worry about it back then?
Well, they did.
It wasn't pushed at them. It wasn't pushed at them.
No, they.
It wasn't forced on them.
I think you're missing. I think you're missing the era. There was a whole civil rights time that I think you're kind of leaving out that they did care. Right. We had Martin Luther King and Million Man Marches and different times that they did care.
You had disruptors. Yes. You had instigators. Yes. That you have now.
All right, this one. Sure. Okay. Hang on. Slow down here. I think we've. So what you're trying to say is that back during the civil rights era, that African Americans didn't care?
They had care, they had worry. They were worried, sure. But when you I just mentioned that instigator, right? Yeah.
Why mention Martin Luther King? Hang on, because I mentioned Martin Luther King and the Million Man March, and you mentioned instigator.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I'm trying to say during the Martin civil Luther, rights
I'm
era,
I'm not labeling Martin Luther King an instigator. I am labeling him a disruptor, but a disruptor on a positive scale because disruptor can be labeled either positive or negative. He positively disrupted a movement.
Okay.
He got people more involved in everything else. Yes, on a positive scale.
because they
said, you know,
because yes. they cared. We can't say that they didn't care.
He disrupted and created a movement on a positive scale to wake people up. Yes. I support that.
Okay.
But what I don't support is having it done on an extreme toxic side that you're seeing it now.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's being presented more on a toxic scale. It's being done more on a dangerous scale to manipulate a current movement that it once was under Martin Luther King to bring it to where they want to bring it now through diversity, through race, through all that. Martin Luther King was not one to say, black people need to work here and fuck the white people. No, no. Martin Luther King was for everyone. There were people that were bashing Martin Luther King because they didn't support his views and, well, political views for that matter, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Martin Luther King was respected not just through the black community, but there were some white communities that supported him, too. You just didn't see that. The reason why you didn't see that is because the media, to an extent, was similar back then than right now, right? It didn't fit their narrative. Of course, they're not going to show a white person supporting Martin Luther King because, God forbid, that would defeat the narrative. We can't have that.
But the issue, what we said was, is that we didn't care back then, but we did care. That they did care. There was care, right?
Yeah, okay. we cared back then, but it wasn't.
Because in that section, this is where you're going to get pissed off.
It was not a radical side or scale, Sage.
And this all is perfect because this circled all back around. So I don't know how long, if you can stay longer, but this circled back around.
I got about another 5 minutes and then I have to dip out.
All right. So, then I won't play this because it's taking longer than 5 minutes. I'll kind of break it down.
Okay.
So the issue is that when it comes to, let me see if I can play this again. Is this still on?
The CIA is not allowed to study the United States. We never looked at the United States. We never talked about the United States. All the countries we were looking at were outside the United States. And those were the two factors that best predicted which countries were likely to experience civil war. And so I'm on this task force.
Now, remember, the two things that does civil war is when a democracy gets weak and when people get into different types of groups because
we met every year, about four times a year. I'm sitting in conference rooms in suburban D.C. And starting in 2016, 2017, 2018, I'm looking at what's happening here in the United States. And I'm realizing that both of these factors are emerging here. And they were actually emerging at a surprisingly fast rate. Now, you asked, where do we get these measures? The CIA, the measure they use for anocracy comes from this nonprofit organization. It's called the Center for Systemic Peace. It's in suburban Virginia. And every year they go around the world and they assign a number to countries from negative 10. You don't want to be a negative 10. If you're negative 10, you're the most autocratic country. That's where North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain are negative 10. To positive 10, those are the most democratic countries. That's where Denmark and Switzerland are. And that's where the United States was for most of its history. So in 2016, the Center for Systemic Peace downgraded the United States' democracy for the first time. Most people don't know this. It went from a positive 10 to a positive 8. That was pretty shocking for those.
Yeah. Okay.
So it went
down. She's talking about, I agree with her on that. And the disconnect from what the United States was then to where it's now is that was the transition to where the government stopped listening to the people and the people started listening to the government more and allowed the government to implement their radicalized policies over the people of the United States. It's not supposed to be like that, and it should never be like that, not just in the United States, but in any country. The government wasn't placed to be used as a dictating system. The government was placed here in the United States to uphold the law of this nation.
Now that goes because both
without
ways.
Law, you don't have control. You don't have how can I say this in layman's terms? A normal society, Sage.
Right, but that goes both ways. So that goes with Democrats right. and Republicans. That goes with Biden and Trump.
On all sides, Obama. Yeah, I okay. agree, yeah.
So one of the reasons that it started to basically get judged was the fact when you have a president say that this is all rigged, this is all stolen. Now, this is all, now, do I believe
that... He wasn't
that,
wrong about that, Sage.
Yes, he was.
I'm what...
That it was, that it was stolen or rigged?
Let's start with the stolen part, and then we'll do the rigged. Sure. Go ahead. What's your views on the stolen part?
Okay, so basically, who won the presidency? Biden won. Right?
Okay.
That's sure. fact. Can't say anything fact. Because
okay.
who picks, like it or not, who picks the president? The people or the electors?
Depends on how you say that.
No. The electors yes. always pick the president.
Not necessarily.
Yes, they do.
If you go to a very odd and rare circumstance where you have a split where it's 269-269, then it would get passed over to the congressional part of that.
But that didn't happen.
So it did not happen, but it might happen this November.
So that's when the electors see that. That's when the electors, but if that's because the electors were separated. The people never picked the president. In a normal election, the electors
there
pick
you go.
The president.
There you go. You just basically answered your own question. Electors were separated. And you've seen that clearly in 2020.
No, you didn't. The electors picked Biden.
There's the rigged scenario.
The Electoral College picked Biden. There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
There's the rigged scenario that comes.
How is it rigged when the electors are the ones that can pick? You don't even need to vote. People don't even need to vote.
I just, no, they do need
no,
to
they
vote.
Don't.
Your voice does matter.
No, you don't.
Your voice absolutely
no.
matters.
When it comes to, if we went to war, let's say we went to war.
You got to stop listening to CNN, buddy. Of course, your voice matters. Your voice does matter in any election, whether it's on a state or a federal level.
Your voice matters 100%. But legally, if we, like people are like, they're going to cancel the election. That's never going to happen. Legally.
That's just spin. Yeah, you're going to constantly see that. Yeah.
Let me finish. Legally, the electors could have a vote without the people. And they could place the president in power legally. The people don't have to pick to even vote for a president to be picked. You know that, right? We do. And most electors go with the way that the people voted in there. But legally, the people don't need to even vote.
The president gets voted in through the people. It always has been that way. It's in the Constitution.
No, it's not. That's why we have
the only way it gets presented, going back to what I just said, the only way it gets presented to the congressional
let me give you a perfect example.
Side,
popular
well, actually,
vote can
it,
pick,
it gets presented on both aisles, pop, if I'm correct.
Hang on. Popular vote can pick can go one way and the electors can vote the other way, right?
No president has ever been elected through the popular vote. I think it was. Well, actually, it was changed. It was changed to the electoral vote.
No, it's always been
correct. Okay. Was it on the popular vote back in the?
No,
was it the?
We've all. 18th? No, that's why we're a republic. You electors pick your president. The electors.
No, I'm talking about.
Let's say the
I'm
state
talking
of,
about before we were a constitutional
of,
republic. We weren't. I mean, look at George Washington and look at George Washington wasn't. He was placed there, but right. he wasn't voted by the people.
Right now, your entire state of Maine, I'm in Maine, can vote for
Savage
the entire state. 100%, but the electors can still pick Biden. You understand that, right?
Okay.
They don't have to go with the way the state picks. Okay, So when the electors certified the vote on January 6th, they picked Biden. Biden then won the election. It didn't get split. Nothing happened. Biden won the election because the electors picked him. Case closed. That's all that has to happen.
We could argue. We could argue to you know, weeks upon this issue, but I don't think it was an open and honest election.
Doesn't matter.
And the reason for that is because, and no, it does matter, because when somebody comes out and they make that case, not just myself, but you have millions of Americans that feel the same way.
Okay.
I don't believe that Joe Biden, even with on a popular scale, right? If you want to go to the popular vote, mm-hmm. I do not believe that Joe Biden received more than 81 million votes.
Doesn't matter if he did. Doesn't matter if he did.
No, it does matter because if you compare even Joe Biden to Barack Obama, Barack Obama at points of his presidency and even running during back then was not popular.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. No, because you have to look at it.
It doesn't matter because the people's popular vote doesn't matter pick the president.
That's how you can manipulate the voting caucus through the district. They do it constantly.
It doesn't matter. People's vote, you could have 160 million.
Do you understand? I don't want to throw up conspiracy, but do you understand why certain pandemics and such with those events are usually thrown in right around an election year or through a campaign year? They're thrown in there purposely because they can manipulate the caucus of the vote. And you've seen that in 2020 through COVID.
I don't remember the last pandemic
COVID was placed there purposely right around an election year.
No.
Okay. And I don't want to use conspiracy. I want to use facts because I'm all about facts.
Sure.
Okay. COVID was placed there purposely to manipulate the voting process through Biden and Trump.
Okay.
They used it very, very accurately, and they used it. I mean, they were pretty good at what they were doing.
Okay. So let me make sure I get this straight.
That's how.
Hang on.
Hold on.
I want to make sure I get this straight. No. Okay, go ahead.
No, hold on. Yeah. I'm just about there with you, and then I'll let you go.
Okay.
That's how your mail-in ballots got basically brought in.
Okay.
Mail-in ballots were always here. Don't get me wrong, but mail-in ballots were designed for elderly and military use. And I do support that mail-in ballot, but I support the mail-in ballot being delivered to those two groups, military, for one, because a military personnel is not usually always at their registered district of where they are registered with. Mm-hmm. They could be placed and stationed throughout the United States and around the world. So yes, that should be placed for them and elderly folks that are not always able to get to the ballot. The ballot facility, right? Or wherever the ballots are being presented to or at. So that I do agree on. But where they went with, they used COVID. They used COVID and they ran their little nice little advertisement ads. And they were so good at it because some of those people, they work with some of the best type of technology in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a media personality. I've worked around some of this technology before. I know what the fuck they were using.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so good at it. They used that, they manipulated it, they corrupted it, and they shoved it down everyone's throats for, 3 years? They're not doing it anymore because it can't sell anymore. Now they're onto something else. Now you're not going to see any more mail-in ballots or drop-off boxes in states. Alabama, I think, has restricted it. What's her name? Kay Ivey, the governor of Alabama, if I have her name correct. She just restricted it. Florida, another state. I live in Florida, restricted it. Texas restricted it. You know why they're restricting it? Because they're bringing back that voting integrity. You didn't have voting integrity back in 2020 because you had the manipulation and the corruption through the COVID plandemic. It wasn't a pandemic, a plandemic. They shoved it down everyone's throats because they said, you can't go to the voting precincts, facilities, because you might catch COVID. We strongly encourage you to mail in your ballot. Where is the integrity? Where's the verification through that process, Sage, where you're mailing in a ballot that possibly anyone can sign?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's probably no evidence of stating my case, but just listen to the message, folks. Where is the verification?
Mm-hmm.
Were you at that person's house, that individual's house, when he signed John Doe on that ballot? Were you there at the kitchen table or wherever, hotel, wherever he signed the signature, or she signed a signature, or it signed a signature on that? Where is the verification there of where it should be at that facility, where you have cameras, you have ballot officials, mm-hmm. right there at the ballot facility, looking and constantly monitoring everything that you're doing? I'll wait.
So no mail.
You don't have it because that was the way.
You didn't wait.
On how
you said you were going
to
wait, but you didn't wait. Go ahead.
That is the way on how you rig an open and honest election that was never there. That's where Donald Trump was referring to the stolen and rigged election in 2020.
You good? Okay.
I'm good.
Let's unpack this. You're basically saying that COVID was placed in the country, placed to for our election. COVID was invented for our election?
Sure.
Okay.
And I have and I have receipts, and I can email you the receipts, or I can DM you the receipts. You can see this actually on the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization stated what?
Which is also an affiliation with the CDC. I believe this post was actually on Twitter. You can look it up if it's still there.
No, what's the post? What's the post?
If they haven't taken it down, okay?
Yeah.
That post was stated that the World Health Organization had stated that there is no clear evidence of human-to-human transition of the COVID-19 disease or virus.
Okay.
Now, if they're stating that, what the fuck was COVID-19?
Okay.
What the fuck was the background and the origins of COVID-19? It was a nothing burger. It was placed there just like every pandemic, plandemic.
What other plandemic are you talking about? Spanish flu?
I'm talking about the AIDS epidemic. I'm talking about the Spanish flu. Every little pandemic in this nation was placed there on purpose to manipulate systems, whether they were elections, political movements, any type of national.
So you're saying that
behind
all
that
of these
event,
bubonic,
hold on,
how are we
to
at,
disturb
how are, where are
that
we at
event,
with the bubonic plague?
Purpose.
Where are we at with the bubonic plague?
Where are we on the what?
Bubonic plague. What
the bubonic plague?
Yeah, the plague. You've never heard of the Black Plague?
Oh God! Now you're going further back. You're going further back from the 1920s. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So basically, we killed about 700 million people. Something that killed 700 million people.
Are you getting this from conspiracy, or are you getting this from actual medical data and hospital data?
So are you thinking it didn't kill anybody?
I'm not saying that, but again, you're not answering my question. Are you getting this from
this is the world
data,
this is
or
the world
actual
where
medical would, or the, hospital data?
Dude, you like me, where would you like me to pull it from?
Pull it from an actual hospital or medical data, because that's what get that,
well. That's HIPAA.
Data.
I can't pull from somebody's.
Well, of course,
hospital.
You would not be able to pull it. You know why? Because it's hidden, and it's hidden for two purposes. It's hidden for privacy because we have that HIPAA law, where they do have that right to protect the privacy of those patients and individuals that possibly had contracted disease or possibly contracted disease that had nothing to do with HIPAA.
Let me see if I can get this straight. There's a lot to unpack here. So there's
if you understand that half of the people that contracted COVID didn't contract COVID, they contracted diseases that had nothing to do with COVID. They use COVID because hospitals are linked, some hospitals, not all, and other medical facilities are linked to government programs such as the CDC and other organizations affiliated with the government for funding purposes.
Yes.
When you use something like COVID-19 that the government is presenting, it's presenting it showing that it's a dangerous and spreadable disease. So of course you're going to get fear mongering. You're going to get a lot of narratives behind the spin of it. You're going to get all that. It's natural.
We do know.
Anthony Fauci was the same gentleman that spun the shit out of COVID that he spun with the AIDS epidemic in the '80s.
All right. Let's slow down here. We do know that a bunch more people did get sick than normal. Yes or no? Would you say that?
They can't back that claim.
Yes, they can. Well, yeah, no, that's a fact.
No, they can't. Because when you say that, you're going to get people like myself that are going to question the claim to begin with, to question the case and say, well, if you're stating...
So you're saying COVID doesn't exist at all then?
It exists, but it's not what you think it is.
And you're saying nobody died from COVID.
Again, COVID is something entirely different. It's not what you think it is. COVID is, the symptoms behind COVID are similar to what we have as a modern day influenza or common cold. It's not different from that.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Your question. We're gonna do this. Sure. I've done somebody else. We get reports of a possible release of a disease of a virus that could kill people. It comes out of China. We don't know how bad it is because China doesn't tell you this shit. China tries to hide shit. China doesn't.
They're worse than our media.
You are now the president.
I wouldn't be surprised if they are working with the media. But
you are now the president of the United States. Okay. Yeah. This is a possibility. They are showing videos that their people are in body bags and it's out of control. Videos are coming out showing that. You did see those videos. Real or not, you saw those videos, right?
It could be easily manipulated to a studio like we're in right now.
Yes or no? You saw them or didn't?
I seen the videos, but so again,
I understand they can be fake.
Defend my comment that could be easily fabricated in a studio like we're in right now.
I understand that. But is that a risk you want to take? Do you want to say,
it's not a risk that I want to take, but I want to say this loud so your listeners and people here can understand on X. It's a question that I want to ask.
Okay. I understand that. But why
such as myself, when I question this, why am I shadowed out of why I question?
I don't care. Listen
why
to me.
Are people shadowed? I care. You should care too, Sage. Why are we shadowed out when we question it? You should care. Because if it's such a deadly disease, why are we shadowed out? Why are we shadowed out with the questioning? And continuously getting shadowed out on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We get the little bar at the bottom saying, for more information about COVID-19, please visit this website. Why? Why are they placing that?
Because they're trying to protect against possible misinformation. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of Project Infection?
That's a bullshit organization. I've heard of it. Yeah.
No, it's not an organization. You're wrong. It's not a bullshit organization.
It is.
You don't even know what it is. It's not an organization.
Of course it is.
No, it's not. Project Infection was the fact that Russia came up. Ronald Reagan did this. The Project Infection is the fact that Russia came out and said that the AIDS virus was to kill African-Americans and homosexuals. They ran that misinformation through India and other news networks, and it eventually came back around and it hit the United States. Ronald Reagan put together a task force and said, what the hell is this bullshit? I want you to investigate this. And it was a Russian operation called Project Infection that Vladimir Putin was in charge of. So it was misinformation that AIDS was created, and that misinformation, they paid off two scientists in the United States to share that information. It's not a group at all. This is, and then here we are that it actually ended up on Walter Cronkite's news that he actually said that the government, there's a government release that we caught people, or we, the whistleblower, that said that he created this in a lab and it's out there to create, to kill African-Americans and homosexuals. And Ronald Reagan went out and said, bullshit, put together a team
and basically sat down
with the Russian president at that time about it.
The website, here's how I could tell you how things are looked at. Okay, let's look at Project Infection.
Please.
What is the end? Is it .com, .gov, .org? What is it?
You'll have to look up Project. It's not a dot anything. It's an operation.
I tried to look it up, and what I got was projectinfection.com. Is that the website you're referring to?
No. Operation.
They don't have a website.
Type in Operation Infection. Type in Operation Infection.
And then what's the end of it? .com or .org?
There's no .com. It's a story. It's not.
Doesn't have an IPN address on it?
Would Operation Paperclip have a .com at the end?
Sure, if there's an article to support it, yeah.
No, what?
If you're going to talk about a paperclip, of course, yeah. Paperclip is an actual
operation.
Paperclip, yeah, that's an actual operation that was carried out. I know Operation Paperclip.
Okay, it's just operation.
I just was throwing a little goof at the end there. Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going back at Sage. Do you understand that your government, man, you believe everything your government says? Do you believe that let's go sure. to the CDC, because the CDC is, I mean,
my government says? No. Yeah. But do I disagree with everything
they say? Do you believe that a disease that was brought into the United States very, very quick?
It's not a disease, it's a virus.
It's been here for thousands of years.
It's not a disease. It's a virus.
The virus is called cold or influenza. It's been here for thousands of years.
Well, no,
the way they brought it in, the media aspect of COVID. Do you believe that COVID, the way it was brought in through the media, because it was brought in through the media ran their little graphics on it on fucking late night television, through the midday part of the reporting. I mean, they had fun with COVID, right? They were putting up little COVID scoreboards throughout the day. The numbers are going up, folks. Oh yeah. What's the population of San Francisco? Wow, those numbers don't look, they're not adding up, San Francisco. Those numbers in San Francisco weren't adding up. The numbers in New York City weren't adding up. Look at the population, the average set of population in that current sphere of when they were presenting it. They weren't adding up. They were having fun manipulating fabricating numbers, because they were doing it for fear mongering. Because guess what? Big Pharma, they make a lot of money off of that. They were making a lot of money pushing the COVID jabs. They still are to this day. I can go down the street where I live here in Florida, and I can look at Walgreens constantly pushing up advertisement, getting your free vaccine today, folks. It could save a life. Yeah, they're still pushing it because they're making money off of it. Even though it's free, And remember, folks, nothing's free in this world. You're going to pay for it regardless through your taxes. Look at your W-2. There's a miscellaneous tax in there. I know somebody personally that does taxes. That miscellaneous tax is COVID tax. It's getting paid back to Big Pharma. It's getting paid back to the CDC for that. So it's they're making money off of it. They're not making, they're not pushing
now,
it for.
So what you're trying to say is that the miscellaneous tax, you're saying a miscellaneous tax in people's W-9 is a COVID tax, now paying that money. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah.
Can you prove that with anything? Can you back any of that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have receipts. We call it receipts industry. I have receipts. I have receipts of what I just claimed for the voting scenario that we were just talking about with the stolen and rigged election through the mail-in ballots, through the drop boxes. I have receipts for all that. I have video surveillance of people that have sent me surveillance of people manipulating
that Trump tried to take a lot of these cases to court, like 60 of them, right?
Yeah, they were thrown out because they didn't have an open and honest judicial system. That's why they were thrown out, because there was no honest and open judicial system.
So even some of the judges that Trump put in that threw them out, 60 courts are now what? Rigged?
Look at the courts that are going after right now with Fannie Willis. Look at the DA. Right?
No, these were Trump people that Trump put in. Trump put some of these judges in, and now 60 courts, all courts are now rigged. Is that what you're saying?
They're not open and honest.
Judges are not open and honest. So there's
you see clearly like that with Fannie Willis.
So what you're saying is there's
Fannie Willis said.
There's no.
What did Fannie Willis say?
There's no
Let's
way.
Start with Fannie Willis.
There's no way some of the evidence that was brought in could possibly been thrown out because it wasn't obtained in a legal manner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying.
So that's a possibility.
And I'm not afraid to say that. So because you know why I'm not afraid to say that? Because I'm not afraid to question it. Nothing's being questioned. And every time we question something.
So when right some of some of the trials.
Can't say that. No. He's a MAGA supporter. He can't question it. It's true. Come on, Sage. You know it's true.
I don't know what's true.
Let's start with Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis, what'd she say? I'm going to do everything in my power to disrupt that movement. What manipulators and disruptors? We just got done talking
Let me
about
ask a question.
Instigators.
Let me ask a question. Yeah. Okay. So does she have freedom of speech? Because Trump,
she has freedom of speech, but she does not have the right to interfere in a judicial court system.
Just like
she's interfering in it. And you've seen people interfering in his election. You've seen people interfering with his campaign. What did Maxine Waters there out in California say in a video? Hopefully, I hope it's still on the internet. If you see any member of that cabinet at a gasoline station at a department store, you go out and you push back. In my eyes, that's called extremism, is it?
No.
In my eyes, that's called forms of domestic terrorism.
No.
In my eyes, no?
No.
Oh, no? No?
No.
Oh.
That would be inciting. That would be incitement.
Hey, chatsters, if you have anybody in your chat, chatsters, write in the chat if that is a form of terrorism.
No.
Extremism.
No.
And
no,
instigate.
No, because if it is
a movement,
if it is
instigating a movement,
Stop talking. If it is, Trump would be guilty too. Trump has said stuff like that too. That's why it's not. Trump has said stuff.
What's wrong with January 6th? What did Trump say about January 6th? He didn't start January 6th. He wasn't involved in January 6th. His message behind that podium when he was actually at the Capitol was, folks, we are a party of peace and law and order. If you're going to come up here and exercise your First Amendment rights, do it peacefully
He didn't
but
say
also
that.
Remember that we are that. A party of law he and
said,
order.
He said one time in a 45-minute speech.
You know why they don't present that? Because they don't want him actually saying the truth behind it, because they want to spin it.
No, I played the whole speech. There was no spinning it. I literally did a six-hour video on January 6th.
And what did he say?
He said one time.
How did he instigate January 6th? How?
During or before? Before he was saying stuff like, Pence has to make the right decision. We need to go down there. And Pence has to make the right decision.
As a vice president, he has that right and authority to question the outcome.
No,
of the
he
election.
Did not. He didn't have it. He could not stop it. He could legally not do what Trump wanted him to do.
Not stop it. Not stop. See, this is what you're hearing from the media. Not stopping.
No, this is the
he wasn't. He wasn't trying to tell Pence this is, to stop.
Did you read?
He was telling Pence to go and question it.
No.
Questioning it is not stopping it, Sage. It's questioning the outcome of it. Was it an open and honest election?
No.
For
he
the people
literally
of this nation?
Said, and this is in the court. You can read it all in the transcripts of the court. He wanted Pence to stop it. He brought in new electors that he wasn't even allowed to do. He wanted to replace with other electors. He was on the phone while things were going, telling people to stop the certification. It's all in the court proceedings. You can read it.
He didn't stop that. And
he was on the phone calling during the riot, telling people, do you want this? You need to stop the certification. We need to stop. Him and Giuliano were calling people to stop it during the riot. It's all in the court proceedings. You can read it under oath. They said it under oath.
I read the same court hearings. I read the same articles on multiple different sites on conservative, Republican, far left.
You didn't
socialist.
Read it because I can pull it
I
up.
Read, I, you know, no. I have read it, and you know why I just said that I read it on different outlets because I wanted to see.
I don't listen. You can't read the things that under oath. It doesn't matter what outlet. If it's a court proceeding.
It does. It does matter the outlet because it depends on how the outlet is presenting that part.
No, they're not presenting anything. Yeah. I can read it myself. Nobody presented shit to me. I read it.
I read it too.
Then you
read it too, but I read it
on
different outlets. Different outlets show it differently.
No,
if you read the court document, you're missing.
Savage.
You're missing what I'm trying to say.
The court documents is the court documents. No,
I understand
media
that.
Channel.
What I'm trying
no
to say.
Media the, channel the court, can twist a court document that's under oath.
Oh, you can twist a lot of.
Not
court
if
documents.
You're reading the court document. Not if you're reading the document from the court. It doesn't matter.
Do you know what century we live in, buddy? With technology, we have so much technology.
Okay, well then here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. Here's
you can
the problem
put a fucking
this.
Court document
here's
through
the problem
AI
with
right
this.
Now.
The problem with this is unless... here's the problem with this. Unless it goes your way, then it's all fake. There's no winning this. There's no winning this argument. Because
I'm,
you're
I'm
at a point right
I'm
now
not
that even
fake.
If I
I'm
say...
Questioning it.
I'm reading and, the and court document from the court under oath.
I'm questioning everything you're stating. And every time I question it, you get upset because I'm questioning it. See, that's
no,
the disconnect
you're saying,
in our country.
I'm not
when
saying
somebody
the fact
has
that, you're...
that free speech. You have free speech just like I do. But when I question
you're not,
someone's
you're not
motive,
questioning me. You're
they get
telling
upset.
Me. You're telling me
I am.
That the court document that I read from the courts that was under oath has now been twisted by the media. How?
Sure.
How?
Sure.
How?
I just labeled it before.
No, you didn't.
You live in a society right now that we have opportunity to high advances of technology through AI. You don't think that media outlets even with COVID, you don't think AI was using, you don't think media then was using
real.
AI
then nothing's
to manipulate
real.
The data? Then,
listen,
hold on.
At this
you're
point,
talking to me because you don't want to hear me talk. You don't I'd think like that talk. The media had used technology like AI through to manipulate the data through COVID. You don't think that at all? Come on.
What? Listen.
It's there.
It's not there. Show me. Show me it's there. Show me. Just because then you said it?
Why isn't the media? No, why no. isn't the media That's, presenting?
Don't change that.
Media.
Listen, if you're going to make a Let statement. If you're going
to let me draw your screen. Hold on. I'm listening to you talk. But why isn't the media not putting up the what we called it back then, COVID scoreboards? How come the COVID scoreboards aren't on media anymore? Why isn't the media showing to the American public that just because we lifted the mask mandate, COVID is still serious, folks, and you should still practice 6 feet distancing. Remember the whole 6 feet? We had to fucking stand in little circles and fucking banks and fucking doctor's offices. How come that's not up anymore, Sage? How come the COVID distancing, the social distancing? Listen to the message behind it, Sage. Social distancing. Listen to the hitting message behind it. Socialism.
Are you going to let
That's
me finish?
What the message behind right. COVID was socialism.
Do you,
socialism.
Do you want responses or do you just want to spew? You got to pick. Which is it? All right.
Go ahead.
I tried to talk to you this before. So the first
I'm
thing
not
is.
Upset. I
didn't say you're upset. Neither am I. This is just me. So the first thing is what if it would have been real? Should we take precautions that it's not going to be real, or do we take precaution that it is possibility? Which precautions do you take as a society? Because I can tell you the ones that get you killed are the ones when you don't take precautions.
Well, you have an administration in office right now that's going to get a lot of people
now,
killed.
Now, understand. Let's understand here.
Pacino for delivering that message. Well, thank you, Dan Pacino, for saying that.
Let's understand here. Yeah. Trump is the one that this started with. He's the one that rushed in a vaccine. He's the one that did warp speed. He's
actually,
the one that told you.
Actually, through the direction of Anthony Fauci that pushed that. Be clear about that, Sage. Anthony Fauci, when he was the head of directors under that administration, had went up to Trump and said, we need to push Operation Warp Speed. That wasn't Trump's little hagwag of Operations Warp Speed. That was Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci says because of the numbers going up with COVID, we need to push the COVID.
So then when he found out it wasn't true, Trump fired Fauci.
He fired him because of the
Trump.
He fired him
for other
reasons.
Trump never got fired. Fauci was still in when Biden was in. He never got fired. Listen, you believe?
Trump
I got this vaccine. Trump has said this is my vaccine. Trump has stated that this is my vaccine. You know that, right? Okay. So we can't say that it was Fauci and all this when Trump's saying this is my vaccine. Okay. So
Trump is an entertainment man. Of course he said it.
Now
but
we're
I
back
mean, who's
to excuses again. We're back to excuses who? When it doesn't fit your narrative. When it doesn't fit your narrative, it's fake AI or it's entertainment. The minute it doesn't fit your narrative, it's fake or entertainment.
Listen. Trump didn't fucking develop the fucking thing. It was Anthony Fauci and his team of scientists that fucking developed the little fucking saline shot. There's no fucking thing in fucking COVID. It's a fucking saline shot. Nothing different than fucking hand sanitizer, folks. I mean, come on.
You're telling me that so you're now telling me, this is where I don't understand. So now the vaccine that people are say is killing people is now saline.
It is killing people because
saline,
of the fucking chemicals that are
saline
in it.
Is Wait a minute. You just said that the vaccine was saline. Now you're saying that it's killing people. So are you now saying salt water injected to the body is killing people? Which is it? It's a vaccine or it's a saline? You can't have it both ways. I'm waiting.
The COVID vaccine, okay, like other vaccines, when they create these vaccines, which shows clear evidence of this COVID vaccine. Okay. First of all, there's not enough medical data.
Hey, can you hold the show for a minute? I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. You can keep talking. Talk to my peeps.
Oh, okay. Basically, what I'm saying is, let me say here with the COVID vaccine on how it was rushed into society, because it was. There's other vaccines that were developed years in the making. If you believe something from somebody, whether it's a scientist, a pharmacist, a federal official, anyone for that matter, stating that COVID was developed properly and effectively, then I'm sorry, you have to go underneath the rock that you came under. There is no way that a vaccine that fast was developed properly and effectively to tackle this so-called disease called COVID. No way. There's no way. Even with modern forms of technology that we have in the medical field, there's no way to have it properly created effectively. And the reason for that is there's not enough medical analysis to state that claim. Sage, what I'm trying to say, I know you're just getting in and you got your headphones, put them back on. What I'm trying to say, Sage, is that this vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to start with how it was developed. You. I was explaining to your viewers and your listeners here on X on how it was developed.
Yeah, no problem.
With modern forms of technology that we have today, even in the medical field, there is no way to have something developed that fast, effectively and accurately to tackle any disease or virus. There's no way. If there is, then how come they're not developing vaccines to cure or tackle forms of HIV or AIDS or cancer? Well, I'm waiting, CDC. If you develop the vaccine for that you're saying that will slow, right? We heard that term before, slow the spread, or whatever their fuck terminology is for COVID. I think it's all full of shit, to be honest with you.
Killing me.
If that was used to slow anything with COVID, how come they're not developing the same CDC labs? I happen to know, Sage, I live near a CDC, a really, really large CDC facility here in Florida. It's about 8 hours from me. It's actually in Atlanta, Georgia. Guys, look it up. It's right outside the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
I passed like numerous of times. That was one of the largest facilities that some of the COVID vaccines came out of.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I got close to that area, I would have questions. I would walk down the sidewalk sometimes if I was staying at a hotel nearby, and I would have like people doing that with their hand, you know, because it's a secrecy. They don't want you seeing what the hell's over there, right?
All right.
Hold on. What I'm trying to say is, I kind of went off the rails there for a minute, but
the whole show's gone. It's all right. Just go with it.
So. No, I'm stating some informative information here, I think. But
no, I know, but we started with Civil War, and now we're on, so the whole plummet.
What I'm trying to say is, like, if this thing was developed so quickly, but is being used by certain entities, I call them entities. It could be a politician, it could be a scientist, all that, right?
Yeah.
If these entities here in the nation, because they're entities. They're not to be, you know, looked at on a serious note. A simple 5-year-old can question something and like, wow, I believe a simple 5-year-old than some of the people that are leading our nation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a goof, but you know, you're getting my point. But what I'm trying to say is, if something was developed so fast, but used with that term effectively and accurately, how come this vaccine that these people are taking with the countless boosters that are being developed and still are being developed under these laboratories are making people sick, are causing forms of diarrhea, are causing forms of esophagus complications, heart failure, strokes. Why? Because listen to what I'm saying here, folks. It wasn't effectively created in the labs because of the symptoms that you're getting. Do you know that even modern medicine to this day, Advil, Tylenol, still has health effects called side effects? Why? Because it wasn't necessarily it was created accurately. Yeah, they stirred up the ingredients in the laboratories and they made their pills and their vaccine shots and all that. But there's not enough scientific backing to effectively say that that vaccine is safe to use. Because if it was safe to use, Sage, you wouldn't be experiencing, even with modern medicine today, the side effects that you get from even modern medicine such as Tylenol and aspirin. When you look at an ad, the ads tell you everything about the fucking pill. Folks, new pills that are constantly coming out too for fucking headaches and everything. This may cause drowsiness, severe headaches, could lead to strokes and high blood pressure. The side effects you're getting from it, because it hasn't necessarily been effectively created.
Do you know
because
that,
they might
know,
miss,
you know
hold
that
on,
there's
hold on. Okay. They might be missing an ingredient that should be placed in there, but it's not the scientist's fault because they're still experimenting. COVID is still an experimental drug, just like any other drug that's on the pharmaceutical market today. That's why people are dying from it, because it's not effectively it's not effectively done yet. The process is still running its course, Sage.
Okay, do you know why a side effect still occur?
I just labeled why.
No, because side effects will never be fully gotten rid
of. You're not a scientist, Sage. Yes, they will. When we get to that point in our society, mm-hmm. Okay, when we get to a point in our society where we can create effective, accurate drugs, okay, mm-hmm. Which I do believe that man can effectively create a drug, whether it's pill form or vaccine form through sometimes liquid, right?
Yeah.
I do believe that these drugs can be effectively created where all the ingredients match up in our DNA gene pool. Because when you take drugs, and the reason why you get counter reactions is because there are certain ingredients that should have been added into that mixture, creating.
Well, there's no way to do that because we're not all the same.
Yeah, yes, there is a way.
No, because we're not all the same.
But you have to test these drugs.
On who? On who? Test them on who? Test them on who?
You have to test.
On who?
Back in the day, we used to test a lot of drugs, and I think we still do to this day with lab rats.
Okay, but I'm not a lab rat. So how are you going to get them to work 100%?
I understand that, but lab rats.
Sam, you've talked. Now my turn. How are you going to get 100% unless you test on humans? You can't get 100%. You've never tested it on humans. You test on lab rats. And you think that when you test on a lab rat, you're going to get 100% no side effect? We're not all the same. We're not all the same.
We are all the same, whether you believe spiritually or biblically.
No, we're not.
Every creature. No, every. No,
you
we
got
are,
hair?
We are.
Do you have hair?
Do I have hair? Yes, I do.
I don't.
Hair. You have hair too.
No,
but you either shave.
I'm bald. Yes. I'm going bald. Are you going bald?
Sage, do you have a beard right now on your face?
On my head. You are not going bald and I'm going bald. We are not the same.
You have a beard on your face right now. That's facial hair, right? That's the same type of
hair. I am going bald on my head. You are not. We are not the same. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Now you're talking about something entirely different.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
If you want me to comment,
are
yes or no?
We the same.
You can't even respond to
a simple question. The answer is no. We're not the same. My genetics forced me to go bald. Yours don't. You can't even answer a simple question.
Because you want me to answer it on a scale of where you're going at.
What color are your eyes?
You're missing the entire.
I'm not missing the entire thing. Do you want to know why I know this? I've lived with this for over 20 years with my wife. Over 20
years.
I'm telling you what I'm talking about. You don't have to tell me what I'm talking about. I'm telling she's lived. You're going to let me finish before you tell me what I'm talking about it? Because I don't need you to say I'm talking about it when I'm trying to talk about it. She has lived with taking probably 20 different medications a day for the past 20 years. She's been committed 6 times. She has a chemical imbalance that the minute she stresses, she bleeds from the nose and from other things. People have different other effects. I have diabetes. You don't. A drug might affect me differently because of my diabetes than it's going to affect you. She takes drugs right now. She's had the surgery. She can't have kids. She still has to take birth control because if she stops taking birth control, it affects her hormones and she bleeds. So the birth control that normally stops pregnancy prevents her from basically bleeding. So people are not the same. So for you to create something that is never going to have side effects is not possible.
Okay. Let me get a little scientific with you here on this. Okay.
Please.
All right. Let me answer some of the stuff that you just stated here. Of course, people are not the same when it comes to characteristics. You don't have hair on the top of your head versus I have hair on the top of my head. You may have thicker facial hair versus with me, I have thinner facial hair, right? My hair is thicker than my facial hair, right? That's characteristics of genes. I get it, Sage. Mm-hmm. But what I'm referring to with my argument here, with we are the same here on Earth with any type of creature, is we are the same. We may look different, but we are the same. We all have nerves. We all have blood. We all have skin tissue. We all have bone structure.
Yes.
We are similar in a lot of ways.
Similar.
A lot of people.
Not the same.
A lot of
similar.
Not the same, but we are similar. Okay. Some people say that we evolved from fish and all these type of theories. I would have to challenge them on that. I'd have to look a little further into it and see how we evolved. But which does make sense with the breathing patterns. I looked at fish breathing patterns versus our breathing patterns, and they're very, very similar in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to say is, where was I with the reactions? Oh, yeah, with the reactions with modern medication.
Mm-hmm.
The reactions you're going to get are with certain ingredients not being added in. Okay. Now, will medicine ever be effectively created? Yes, we'll get there. Maybe not in our lifetime. Not in my lifetime, not in your lifetime. We're in 2024, folks. I mean, if this recording is still up in about another 700 years from now, thank you very much for tuning in. I'm most likely dead by now if you're listening. As Sage.
Most likely. Never.
So,
go ahead.
So to our future audience that are listening 600 years from now, I'm doing this on purpose, folks. I'm not being silly.
No, I know.
I do believe in that type of scientific background. When you create something effectively, it works. We have created things that are effective
has side effects on some people. Effective is based on the amount of people that it helps versus the amount of people that it hurts.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you're
reaction that you're getting when you take things are linked to what also you put in your body
or
the other chemicals
or the hormones in which your body produces that you can't control.
Well, it doesn't produce that because of the chemicals that you put in your body. Your body is like a vessel. It's like an automobile or a ship, right? If you don't fuel that ship with fuel, if you don't fuel your car with gas or diesel, what's going to happen? That car that's operating or that ship that's operating through the motor, right, and all the little instruments that's working, the computers and all that stuff that's working in that vessel or automobile,
yeah,
it's going to crash. It may crash, but it also may show reactions. What's the reactions it may show? Overheating, smoking. We're very similar to even mechanical parts. We're very similar to these type of things I just mentioned, vessels and automobiles. We're the same. Savage, why you use that word same? We have the same type of brain that's like a computer that a car has. We have the same type of engine, our heart, our organs, our liver, all that. So when you add chemicals in your body, like a car or a vessel.
Do you think there's already chemicals in your body? That
natural chemicals. Yes, of
course. Hormones. Like, let's say you use hormones. Different types of hormones and different type of chemicals that are in your body that some people have more or less of, which make us different.
That's natural. That's natural chemicals.
So those natural chemicals that you have.
Lipnoids. Yes, yes, yes. Of course.
So those natural chemicals that you have, if imbalanced, some people have an imbalance in these chemicals, correct?
Right.
Okay. So because of that imbalance, that is truly what makes us different. What you're talking about is the fact that the outer shell of this car is completely different. It looks the same as any other car. But the problem is the inner workings of this car is massively different per car. Massively different. The chemicals in my body that function, that do everything from process information for my brain, that tell me that I'm hungry, that tell me the actual chemicals that are functioning in some people's brains. Some of them keep people from having psychotic episodes. Sometimes it drives people into anxiety attacks and panic attacks.
You have to look at it on a scientific phase. You're looking at more on a characteristic phase. To understand life and everything around it, you have to look it on a scientific background through that.
I just did.
If you're going to look at it as a characteristic side,
this isn't characteristics. The fact that chemicals in my body would give me the difference between fight or flight. Those are the chemicals in which my body forced me that if I'm backed into a corner, can I handle stress or do I break down? Does my body produce too much adrenaline that I can't function, or does it not produce enough adrenaline? That is a scientific base.
How was your body? Yeah. How was your body tackling that before you started experiencing that situation?
My body's constantly functioning on chemicals that are producing, that are telling my brain to do things and telling my body to do things.
I'm asking, let me use for an example. Okay.
Sure.
So you can understand where I'm going with this. When a person's just not born with diabetes or cancer or all that. They're not. You can ask simple scientists that study this. You can ask simple people
aren't born diseases?
No one is born with that. Are born with that, it's the defects that are going into that baby, into that womb with the mother injecting the toxins into her body, then go into the baby.
Wait a minute. No,
but
a baby that is born with some type of disease is only because the woman did it.
Of course.
So what if the woman didn't do any of that, and the baby is born with a disease like that?
The human anatomy doesn't work that way.
What do you
go back to
about?
Early forms? Go back to our early forms of humanity when women were having babies out of a fucking cave. Okay, now people back then, in my personal opinion, were more healthier than they are now because of the reach of.